This is the 2 North Jackson Podcast with news, insights, details, and accomplishments from Alabama's 67 county governments. Welcome to the May edition of the 2 North Jackson Podcast. Today we'll focus on the importance of data, finding the differences, and following your passion. We begin this month's podcast with a look at the recently completed 2024 legislative session with our Assistant Executive Director, Lauren Hodge, who has gotten a little bit of rest since the legislature left town.
I have, Sonny, and our whole policy team has, thank goodness. But this session was very challenging. We were successful in passing 10 of ACCA's legislative priorities, but we faced some challenges that we weren't counting on. As always, the county family responded very quickly. They were engaged, and we were successful facing those challenges together.
Well, and a legislative session takes on a life of its own in terms of the demands on your time, the issues that you have to give attention to. But there's a lot of behind the scenes that our members don't see, Lauren, and I thought we'd talk about that for a minute today. Talk about the other members of the staff who are involved in the process so that you and I can stand up in front of committees or do webinars. There's a bunch of work behind the scenes.
There is. So we have several members of our policy team, and our assignments vary across the board. Everything from downloading bills as soon as they're on the legislature's website. Lisa, here in our office, handles that responsibility, and then the ball is thrown to Lita. Lita kicks off the first readings. She scans all the bills while Sonny and I are still at the State House most of the time, puts notes on those bills so we have a glimpse at what those pieces of legislation would do as they relate to county government. Then the ball is thrown to Marty later in the week. He's tracking committee agendas. He and I work together to cold down those lists because there are so many bills we track, hundreds actually, that affect county government. Then, ball is also shared with Abby, of course, and Abby is constantly updating the online community. She is updating what we call internally our blue sheets. Our blue sheets are what we give the members of the legislature to explain the ACCA priorities as they are moving through the legislative process. So Abby, effectively, she's the words that explain our bills to the legislator so they know what our bills do, what we're trying to accomplish, how we're trying to achieve those legislative goals. So it is undoubtedly a team effort. It is not just Sonny and I. There's no way two people could do this by themselves.
And then there are other staff members who play a backup role because people are going to be sick, they're going to have appointments, and it really does take the whole team to make things move forward. And of course, at some point, we start communicating with the membership, but there's a big basket of legislation that we deal with every session where we really don't even bother the members. All of that's included in the final Gold Hill report that we'll talk about in a few minutes, but we handle a lot of the problems without reaching out.
We do, Sonny. So especially when the session first begins, in an average legislative week, we will amend 6 to 8 bills in committee. Some are enacted and become law, some don't. But we have to always be on guard and, again, always look for things that would negatively affect county government. And so more times than not, the ACCA membership doesn't even know the amount of bills that we're amending because we can handle that here. And we save reaching out for those instances where we need your full engagement because, quite honestly, if we were to reach out every time we amended a bill, it would be nonstop. Because we have such a talented group of people that work here, we're able to handle that without bugging y'all more than we already do.
Well, and the boy can only cry wolf so many times, and we really can't reach out and engage the membership on every single thing. And because of the relationships we have built, and more importantly, because of the credibility that the members give us back home, when we talk to legislators about bills we need to amend, they're much more receptive than what most groups face up here. And that, again, is a testimony to our membership's communication and involvement that goes all the way back to September. Sometimes, though, you face an unexpected curveball, and this session, certainly we had that with the legislation to cap property tax increases. And I don't want to rehash all that. The bill in its final form is something that I think going forward we'll be able to work with and identify some of the problems and work on correcting those in the years to come. But I think we learned a real lesson about a way to impact an issue that big.
We did, Sunny. There were two areas that really jumped out to both of us as we were going through this process with this property tax cap legislation. One being the importance of having data. The data that we were able to receive from the Department of Revenue enabled us to make many different versions of spreadsheets that told different stories as to how a property tax cap would affect the various recipients at the local level. As an example, our education community, our volunteer fire departments, hospitals, etc. And that data really was invaluable when it came to telling the story as to what the introduced version of the property tax cap legislation would have done to county government. So without that data, again, I don't think we would have been near as successful in making our argument, which in our first request, honestly, was wait. Put the brakes on this. Let's sit down. Let's evaluate what we're doing. Let's not make a knee-jerk decision on current inflationary times, on a set of circumstances we're dealing with. Let's sit down and examine what we're about to make law, potentially, that could be very harmful. And so, again, that data was our saving grace, quite honestly. And it really hit that message home to us internally that having that data on hand for whatever issue we may face in the future is so important to be able to tell the story. Some people will accept our words, but some people need to see the raw data on paper. And realizing that with this particular issue, it's really made us understand that we need to have more county data in-house ready to be used when we need to. Second lesson from this experience has been the reach that members of our county family have in their communities. With this property tax issue, this touched several members of the community. We needed the education community involved. We needed the volunteer fire departments involved. We needed our city councils and our mayors involved, our hospitals involved, so on and so forth. And we really formed a good network of contacts here in Montgomery when this legislation was first introduced. But without the members of the county family taking the assignment and running it to ground at home and reaching out and expanding their sphere of influence at the local level, again, I don't think we would have arrived where we are now with an agreed upon compromise that we think county government will be able to live with and sustain.
Well, and that's a lesson for us going forward. Between now and when the session starts next February, we've got to get ourselves better organized. We've got to find a better way to get data out of the computers in 67 counties and into our hands. And so in the coming weeks, we'll be talking about that, and we'll be leaning on the family to help us have a conduit for the next surprise so that we're able to pull that data in and speak with not only one voice, but with credibility on the impact that the legislation will have on us. Before we go, the final Goat Hill report sent out to counties last week, and certainly we don't want to get away without encouraging them to look for that.
That's right, Sunny. This was emailed to everybody last week. It's also been posted to the online community. A lot of work goes in to creating this final Goat Hill report. Again, any piece of legislation that we tracked on behalf of county government is included in this with a key for you to see who it affects, whether it affects your probate judge, your tax official, your sheriff, etc. All that is denoted for you in the report. The laws are all linked, so you can be directed to the Secretary of State's website to see the law in its entirety. And so again, I would encourage you all to take a look at this Goat Hill report to see what all county government successfully faced and dealt with during this session.
And the things they'll have to implement
as
we go forward.
Now the fun begins.
And that'll bring us to our next conversation, but thanks for taking a few minutes, Lauren.
Yes, sir. Anytime.
And now we'll turn our attention to a discussion about the behind-the-scenes activities during the 2024 legislative session and something new we have planned for county administrators and county attorneys. And our Assistant General Counsel, Lita Wagner, has joined us. Lita, this is your first time on the podcast.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's exciting to be on this podcast.
Well, I wanted to really start with letting the membership know the important role that you play during the legislative session. They don't always see you down at the State House because we have you chained to your desk and computer reading the hundreds of bills that are introduced every session that impact counties. Why don't you tell the members about a typical Tuesday for you during the legislative session?
Sure thing. So during the legislative session, there are new bills being introduced pretty much every day. So there's always a lot to read. We try to flag the bills to identify which of our affiliate groups it would impact and try to identify whether the bills need to be amended. If we do need to amend it, I work with the staff to figure out how we want to amend it, and then we coordinate with the legislative staff to try to get those amendments worked out and added in committee or on the floor.
And then, of course, once that happens and a bill's been flagged, then we track it all the way through the legislative process.
That's right. So at the end of the week on Fridays, we pull what's called the amendment report, and I go through each bill that we're tracking that was amended that week, and I read the amendments and see if it creates any new concerns for us and to make sure that our amendments were added.
And then, of course, as we're approaching the end of the session, we begin to gather the information to go into the final Goat Hill report, which the members all have in their hands now, but that is pretty much a labor of love for you and the rest of the staff.
Yes, there are a lot of bills that pass during the legislative session, and if I had to guess, I would probably say that about a third of them impact county government in some form or fashion. So going through those and summarizing them so that our membership has that information readily available is a very important part of the process after the legislative session.
And so now we're in this interim period. The session's over. The final Goat Hill report is in the hands of the members, but most of the laws aren't effective yet. But many of them directly impact the lives of county employees and commissioners on what they do every day. And so we've created a new class. It's scheduled for July 17th and 18th. We call it County Attorney and Administrator Update, but it's really a cleanup after the session where we're going to focus on the important issues of the session and helping the counties implement the new laws. And one of those, of course, is the open records legislation that we've talked about for 5 or 6 years that's finally made its way through the process.
I would say that the Open Records Act that passed this past session is probably the most significant statutory change to the Open Records Act in 20 years. So there is definitely work to be done, policies and procedures to figure out on how to implement this new law once it goes into effect October 1st.
And that'll be part of this class, which is, again, scheduled for July 17th and 18th. We're really aiming it at county administrators as well as county attorneys. Be an update on the election reimbursement law, which has got to be implemented for the election process in the fall. Our mental health legislation, details on that counties have to make some adjustments. There are a number of other acts that have to be implemented by counties. It's a full day and a half class, and we also will spend some time on a few issues that didn't quite make it through the process. One of those you spent an enormous amount of time on, that was the effort to rewrite the ethics law.
Right. Sometimes a portion of my job is playing spot the difference.
Spot the difference. That's good.
And the rewrite of the ethics law was definitely one of those situations. There were several different versions that I had to identify what changes were made and what we thought about them. Although the ethics rewrite did not pass this legislative session, I think it will be an ongoing conversation that we need to discuss in preparation for next year.
And at this class, we'll try to get the context for everyone. And we really didn't take an active role in that legislation because I don't think we had done the work up front to get the members engaged the way we need them to before we get to the 2025 session. I'll talk a little bit about SSUT, give everybody an update on that legislation that also did not pass, but we certainly expect it to come back next session. A full day and a half, and we just want to encourage everyone to participate, to mark their schedules, and to be part of this class. Again, it's kind of an addition in our legislative schedule for the year, but I think it's something that's very much needed, and that as we go forward, this will just become a part of our annual legislative process. Wrap the session up, implement the new laws, and then we'll turn around and get started next September again, and it'll be time for you to play Spot the Difference, right?
That's right.
Lita, we appreciate very much your hard work, your expertise, the way you have learned the legislative process, and it's very important to know that there's somebody checking every word for us, and we appreciate that as well as joining us today.
Well, thank you so much.
And now we're going to talk a little bit about the idea of following your passion. And our friend Justin Sawyer, commissioner from Monroe County, is joining us. Justin, hope you're well today.
Thank you, Sonny. I am. I hope you are too, sir.
We are. Justin, let me take you back in time, if we can, to January 2023, when we started the very first meeting of this planned leadership experience that you've been a part of. What did you think about that first meeting, and what did you think would happen in the next 16 or 18 months of your life?
Well, Sonny, 16 months ago, I was sitting in a room, and, you know, I was a little nervous about being in the planned group, not knowing what the requirements was going to be when we were introducing ourselves to the other commissioners. We've got commissioners from all across the state that come from a lot bigger counties than mine, and some even smaller. As we talked, I realized that we were all pretty much in the same boat just because we came in at the same time, all went to classes together. So we knew some we met for the first time, but I really didn't know what to expect in the journey. And I was just hoping to grow as a leader for my community and for myself.
And so we fast forward now as we sit here in May of 2024, and a lot has happened for this group and a lot has happened for this state. And for me, I think back to that day when none of us had any real idea where this program was going to go.
I think about it a lot, too, at all the accomplishments that we do have. This group has really come together as a collective whole to make some very positive changes in some issues in our state that I'm so proud and honored to have been a part of such a wonderful group and a wonderful program that is offered to us by you, Mr. Sonny, and the ACCA.
Well, you know, the group's work that the membership is seeing in the area of mental health, that includes the passage of a significant change in the way we deal with the process of civil commitments, a massive influx of counties participating in the Stepping Up program. Later this fall, we'll begin crisis intervention training, hopefully in every jail in the state, and on and on. But what the membership hasn't seen, I don't think, Justin, is the work that it took to get there, and more importantly, the way y'all grew as leaders so that the work could be accomplished.
Yes, sir. It was a lot of hard work. And I want to, first of all, thank the group members for their hard work. When we started out, we knew we wanted to help with the legislation, but it quickly turned to the Stepping Up program. And that initiative took us reaching out to sheriffs and probate judges and mental health offices across the state, and also working hand in hand with Ms. Samantha Lawrence and Commissioner Kim Boswell with Alabama Mental Health. We had to call every one of them and get them on board with this Stepping Up program. And we originally had 17 counties on the program. And as of May, we not only got the 17 that was original, but we added 29 plus 4 that are funding their own type of mental health in our county jail.
It's an amazing accomplishment, but more importantly, my heart's been turned to the people that are going to go into these jails that had really no mental health program, and that because of the passion of 12 county commissioners, those folks who are going to be in that bad situation have an opportunity to have their mental health issues addressed in a positive way. And this group will have no idea the people who get saved and whose lives get turned around, because in January of 2023, we started down this road together, having no idea where we were going to land.
Yes, sir. It has been a very trying time, and I feel like the plan group themselves have put the time and effort into this program. I know it won't end just because our time ends at the convention in August. I was sitting around the other afternoon thinking, we only have 17 counties that we don't have signed up for the Stepping Up program. And I was thinking, how do I get this? And I was reminded of a movie, Hacksaw Ridge, of the World War II medic Desmond Doss that saved all those men on Hacksaw Ridge by lowering the wounded off the cliff. They asked him how he did it, and he said, "Lord, just let me get one more." That's what I was thinking. Lord, just can I get one more? Because I want to see this succeed, and I want it to be successful for the mental health patients, because when we first started and we said, hey, we want to make a change in mental health, it was such a broad scope that we really didn't know how or what we was going to do.
Well, and it's a great example, I think, for the full membership about understanding that if you will invest your time and effort and skills and passion into something without a focus on what the outcome is going to be, if you'll do that, then the outcome will take care of itself.
Absolutely.
I remember sitting in the association's office and one of the plan members saying, well, there's nothing we can do about mental health.
Yes, sir.
And we said, don't worry about that. If we believe in this and we believe we can make a difference, then let's get started moving down the road and everything else will take care of itself. And I've watched all 12 of you change so significantly that, yeah, this plan program's coming to an end, but what you're going to do back in your individual counties, if you don't take this leadership skill and do something else great, I'm going to be really disappointed. And that's the part of the plan experience that has made it probably the most gratifying thing that's happened in my 35 years here, has been able to work with what's been four plan groups. And we're looking forward to what the next group will do as well. And Justin, we just appreciate so much you taking time to visit with us today, but more importantly, the leadership that you and the other members of plan have provided for us and for this entire state. And our commitment to all of y'all is that we're not going to drop the ball. We're going to pick it up. We're going to keep carrying it forward as this association continues to lead on the issue of mental health in our state. Thanks so much, Justin.
Thank you, Sonny. I appreciate you asking me on today. And yeah, I just want to let you know that I appreciate you giving me this opportunity because it means a lot to me.
Thanks again, Justin, and we hope you all will join us for the June edition of the 2 North Jackson podcast, which you'll find in your inbox and on the county online community on June 28th. Until then, have a great day.